marriage about Purva Mimamsaka, do they believe in lokas?
Yes, of course.
They don't course. Believe in
gods. No, they believe in lokas. Lokas, yes, of course, Sarga Loka.
So, if when they believe in Sarga Loka, how can they not believe in the gods who dwell in the Sarga Loka?
That is, their rationality doesn't function there. You know, you ask a Muslim, do you believe in Vaikuntha? What would be their answer?
No.
They believe in paradise.
Yes.
And that paradise will have certain temperature.
Yeah.
If it goes above or below,
it
is not paradise at all.
Yes. It will be discomfortable.
So God ever remains there to make sure that he will be controlling the temperature through special computers. And he has got a special factory. He manufactures 72 maidens. Each one will be pulling, I don't know how many limbs they will be pulling apart. So what I am trying to tell you, these are irrational beliefs. That's why Shankara wants to say, you are not rational. I will try to attempt to make you a bit more rational.
And then second question, Maharaj. When Purva Mimamsaka say that only ritual, they believe only in rituals.
Correct.
And everything else is Arthavada.
Yeah.
Then when they come across statements like Satyam Vada, Dharmam Chara in Taittiriya Upanishad.
Yes, they are statements of action.
So they are good with that.
Yes, because there is the Veda is prescribing to an action. Speak truth.
Right.
You have a choice. The choice is you can speak on truth, but do not speak within Nishaida both. Shankaracharya's one argument, which I have not brought up today, is Nishaida. Nishaida means do not speak on truth. Is it an action or is it inaction?
It is an action only.
No.
Do not speak on truth needs a lot of effort.
According to them, it rationality. So do not drink.
Oh.
What action is involved there? Simply you do not do that. Do not, not doing is not an action. Doing only is an action, isn't it?
Okay, he's coming like that.
He is going to give big blow. Because they accept Nishaida also.
Oh.
If you accept both Vidhi and Nishaida, then what action Nishaida is prescribing to you? Don't do means do not do any action, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
You see how much we become enlightened by this discussion. Mind-boggling, but it helps us to expand, to become more rational.
Sure, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, Daniel.
I have a question about related to Purva Mimamsa. In scripture, we have several layers. We have the literal meaning, we have the allegorical meaning, and sometimes and often we have a combination of literal and allegorical.
Yes.
And it seems that, especially from a Western point of view, as soon as you hear the allegorical meaning, for example, that the gods and goddesses may represent internal functions, they just embrace the allegory and throw out the literal meaning. That seems like a modern variation of this Purva Mimamsa. But how are we to think about Pramana in relation to scripture when there are so many layers going on and it's difficult to understand?
I understand your question. The answer is Purva Mimamsakas, what is called firm hold upon the belief that whether it is allegory or whether it is a real incident, it is a story with or without meaning, is meaningless. Unless that sentence makes you do something. It must make you do some action. Any sentence which doesn't make a person undertake an action, it is meaningless according to them.
And so, Okay.
In fact, all the mantras, when you say Indraya Swaha, this offering is meant for Indra. They don't accept the god called Indra. It is only to make you do that ritual. Take something into your hand, utter the mantra, and that action will give you the result, not the god, nothing to do with God. As I told you, that is an interesting viewpoint, because when we are talking Hinduism's karma, phala, result of one's own past actions, is it a god who is giving the result, or is it our own action?
Our own action.
If you put your hand in boiling water, some god is telling, coming and telling, since you put your hand in this boiling water, I curse you to suffer from cooked hand.
Agni may be in that water, but if I was the one to put my hand into Agni, then I should.
So, Hinduism accepts this view. Then what is the role of a god? It is only to connect our present life with the past actions.
Yeah.
Like a supervisor in a factory. He is not paying wages from his pocket. He is only supervising. You worked for so many hours, so you get so much salary. You see the point? It is their peculiar view. As I said, it is not useful for our study of the Upanishads, but it certainly expands our power of thinking. How many times did you think words give me knowledge? Words do not give you knowledge. It is the act, it is the, when there must, there is a verb, which is also a word again. Only when that verb is inserted, something becomes really meaningful. Different words fall in their respective places to yield a holistic meaning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that is the answer.
Thank you so much, Bhagwan.
Namaskar, Maharaj.
Okay.
Just wanted to, I'm listening the lecture and I'm able to understand what you are saying, but again, to make a cross reference, are we dealing with the chapter 1 and section 3?
Correct.
Which book you want me to refer in case...
What I am talking about is Shankaracharya's commentary on the third section of the first chapter of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. You will not find it in the Moolam.
Oh, we will not find it in the Moolam.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Moolam just gives what the Upanishad gives.
Yes.
This is only Shankaracharya's Bhashyam. It is interesting, as I said. That is why I want all of us to enjoy that one.
Oh, sure. So the Bhashyam is available in the book?
Yes, yes. You can go to the internet. You can get all free completely.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Namaskar, Samji.
Hey.
Samji, the memory and the actions. Memory is the repository of previous actions. When you remember, it turns out to action. So the memory is, what is that? There is a subtle difference from memory and action, Sanjay. And in Purva Mimamsa class, when you do that action, which destroys the previous actions, how do we erase the memories, like bad memories, from the
okay.
So keep remembering God.
Okay. Without memory, what happens, you know, suppose somebody tells you this is an apple and you forget. Every time somebody has to tell you this is an apple, isn't it? It will not be useful. Without memory, you cannot move one step forward. This is my mother. This is my father. This is my family. All this comes out of memory or not? And if you lose that memory, what happens? Amnesia. You will not recognize them. And if you do not recognize them, you will not recognize yourself also. Because you exist only in relationship. I am the son, I am the husband, I am the father of... Isn't it?
Yes.
So every day you go to office, every day you forget the route. What will be your fate? So memory is the most important thing. It saves us. So... this memory should be increased. With every increase of knowledge, memory also increases. Isn't it? Okay. Yes. So this memory gives us also memory of past experiences. I ate that food. It did not suit me. I suffered. And I took this route. It seems to be less traffic and I can reach my office very quickly. So it is the memory which makes life much more easier. Okay?
Yes, sir.
This is one part of your question. Another part is, so when a person dies and is reborn, he doesn't usually remember what he did. We don't remember. You don't remember what you did in your past. Therefore, we presume that God, like a supervisor, he keeps a time. This time he came, this time he left. So in life also, he worked so many years in this life and he did this type of work. He knows everything. He keeps a record. And accordingly, he will give the wages, distribute the wages, okay? That is why we call God Vidhi. Vidhi means not his will. According to what we did, he will distribute karma phala at the right time to the right person, in the right quantity, in the right way. But it is not God who is giving karma phala. It is the karma which gives the karma phala. Just now I gave example to Daniel. If you put your hand in boiling water, that boiling water itself is giving you the result, isn't it?
Yes.
You don't need any God for that. So, we are all followers of Purva Mimamsaka so far as this understanding is concerned. Okay?
Yes.
Karma itself will give karma phala. There is no need for gods, etc. So the question comes is, if I pray to Indra, for example, and say, O Indra, I am offering this to you, what extra benefit we get is, even if there are some defects in our actions, Indra can forgive us. He has that power. And he can give the result that we are aspiring for, even though we don't deserve it. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, we believe in the power which completes our action in spite of the defect in our actions. That is the role gods play, or God, through the forms of gods, play with us and bestow his grace. That is what we believe. Yeah. Finally, if you go to Tirupati Venkateshwara, you have done all papa karmas and you are asking that make me rich, make me win the election. Do you think he will listen to you?
No.
You try sincerely to deserve this, whatever you want. And you do your best. But God, out of his infinite grace, he will forgive what we have not been able to do and fulfill our desires so that our bhakti towards him will grow. Finally, we want him only. Nothing else. This is the philosophy.